Now we get into the social services area. And our core social services project is the multi-purpose center. It's located in the Mile neighborhood. And the basic idea behind the multi-purpose center was to place as many of the social services agencies in one location and make all these services available to the people in one spot, so that when they come in with a problem of a social nature, they don't have to race all over town and looking for all these different services and that kind of thing. The thing that people found was that when you take a look around, there are an awful lot of social services agencies around. The problem is you got one lake located on this side of town, you got two located on the west side, you got three or four over this way, and the logistics and the transportation problem of just getting to all these different agencies and trying to get some services was quite a problem. So in a multi-purpose center, we have some 20 different agencies, social agencies located in one place, and that's our core social services center. We've got in the multi-purpose center, we've got some other Model Cities projects which we're funding, which are social nature, juvenile rehabilitation, which is dealing with juvenile crime and juvenile delinquency. We've got youth protective services, which is a family counseling type service. We've got senior citizens project located in the multi-purpose center, which we're funding. It's dealing with the problems of our senior citizens. And one other project that we have going in the area of social service programs is daycare projects. We've got, and probably one of our more successful Model Cities projects is our child development centers. These are usually placed in one of the neighborhood churches, and we try to expose the 2 to 5 year olds to the give them some insight into the institution or the educational system they will be going into upon reaching the age of 6 here in Saginaw. So we expose them to numbers and their alphabet, and we try to give them some basics so they'll be that much further ahead and better prepared when they do. However, the general philosophy behind the daycare centers was to provide a place for the children to be while mothers or even fathers were out actively pursuing employment or wanted to get a job or had a job and didn't have any place they could feel confident in leaving their children. So this is what the daycare centers are originally set up for. But as I said, now they probably have a twofold purpose. And many people in the community are familiar with the Valley Star, the Model Cities News. We're funding that project, $31,000 a year. By the way, multi-purpose center was funded somewhere around $150,000, and daycare project, $103,000 a year of Model Cities money. Oh, and we have the Spanish-Speaking Information Center, which is also located in the multi-purpose center, which this project set up to deal specifically with the problems of the Spanish-speaking people in the community. Deal in many different areas, the education area, social services, and that kind of thing. So this is the reasoning behind this project. We have a very interesting project, you might say it's in the social area, called the Stop the Flow of Drugs. This is a project which we're funding for $76,000, and it was initially set up to do just what it says, go right to the sources of drug abuse in the community and stop drugs from coming into Saginaw. What Stop the Flow is all about. Their feeling was that if there weren't any drugs for people to get their hands on, then there wouldn't be any drug addicts. And they felt that we had enough rehabilitation centers, methadone clinics, and that kind of thing, and there should be more emphasis put on stopping the flow or the traffic of drugs coming into the community rather than just setting up some more rehab houses and that kind of thing for the addicts. So, that's what Stop the Flow of Drugs is all about. We have some other interesting areas which I'm just going to briefly touch on and try to wrap it up for you. We have physical development and economic development area. Economic development, we haven't come up with any specific project or fund yet, but we do have $25,000 available for economic development, minority business development, that kind of thing. Physical development, and this is where we get into this thing of federal funds matching model cities funds. We have what we call the NDP program, the Neighborhood Development Project, which is going to deal very heavily in the area of housing and rehab, work on some of the existing housing, tearing down some of the real poor housing, and working very heavily. Now, I talked about this matching or overlapping of federal funds. On the NDP concept, we put up so much money, and the federal government matches our money. And they put up so much and give it to us for the local share that we can put up. And this is how the NDP program will be funded. We have made application for a $4.5 million project. And of that $4.5 million, Model Cities only has to put up something like $200,000. So we can quickly see that we can multiply the Model Cities funds in many different areas. In the area of economic development, we're pursuing the idea of getting some matching funds from other federal departments. If we put up our $25,000, there's a very good possibility that we can get some matching funds. Okay, so that pretty well covers the Model Cities program here in Saginaw. Right now, we're getting ready to go into the planning process and project development stage for our third program year. Basically, this will we will concern ourselves with entertaining proposals and new ideas, taking a real close look at all the projects we have funded, finding out, are they making any kind of impact? Are they doing some things that they say they wanted to do or were going to do? Are they solving any problems? And if not, we want to try to make some recommendations as to how we can improve those projects or drop them and fund some other things. And this is what the next few months will consist of for us. We'll be wrapped up in planning and developing our third action year. So at that, I think that gives you a pretty good idea of what the Saginaw Model Cities program is and what Model Cities is all about all across the country. And unless you have some specific questions you want to ask.
I think just one. How would you say that your first 2 years have been successful?
Well, the first action year, let me qualify your question for you. We're just going into our second year. We've only been into it 2 months, so I can't even begin to try to evaluate it yet. But our first action year, we had a lot of problems with starting up and that kind of thing. When you get these projects and you provide these people with money and that kind of thing, you have to allow for the hiring of staff and getting responsible people to do a job for you and that kind of thing. So those kind of problems have all been very present and consistent in all Model Cities programs. So the first action year, you really can't make a real good assessment of it because of all those problems. We found in some cases it took like 4 or 5 months to get the project really going. And by that time, you're supposed to be planning and working on your second year program. So you take a lot of emphasis off of what they're doing right at that time. So basically, I would have to say that the first action year didn't do a lot of the things that it said it was going to do on paper. But we got started. I think I see some real good signs for the second action.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Pruitt.
Thank you, Denise.